Illinois voters go to the polls November 8th, but they won't officially cast the votes for the next president. Both state parties have decided the handful of people who will get that privilege. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Don't worry, average voters. Yes, your votes count. But it's the Electoral College that formally decides who will be president. At least publicly, choosing members of the college is a perfunctory process for the two main political parties. It took the Democratic State Central Committee less than 5 minutes to vote on its electors. Still, it was meaningful for Menard County Democratic Party Chairwoman Shirley McCombs, who says women have waited 240 years to see one of their own potentially elected president.
I think it's probably the most important event of my life.
McCombs will be one of the 20 Democratic electors from Illinois who will formally get to vote for Hillary Clinton if Clinton wins the popular vote here. Illinois Republicans voted on their slate of electors back in the spring. The Electoral College meets December 19th. Traditionally in Illinois, the voting has taken place at the state capitol. I'm Amanda Vinicky.